Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Charles van Onselen. And of course, we are taking it over right through up to 8 o'clock, Thursday Live, the name of the show. And looking forward to hearing from Mashadi and also hearing from Apostle Phumlamfene and Pastor Makamu. It's just going to be one beautiful evening. And of course, hearing from you, the things that we would be talking about. And I trust that as we do so, the Father will just do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. And I just wanted to start with this song. And I think, you know, I asked him, Paul, some time ago, I think 2 days ago, and said, please help me. We just need to celebrate this. And I dedicate this to everyone who basically at some stage have gone through the worst. And I remember when I was in hospital, you know, the only thing I could thank the Father about was this, you know. Even though I couldn't walk then, you know, and they had ruled me out that, look, man, you won't live beyond 2 years, 3 years maximum. And here it is. It's been it's 9 years now. And the Father is still good. So we must thank Him for this gift of life.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Oh yes, a beautiful one indeed. Thank you so much to Mpomuko, who has arranged that I have this song played. And I really, really appreciate. Let me welcome Umfundisi Makamu. Umfundisi, sawubona dumela.
Aphelele Umfundisi, umfukile.
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa ngakuwe?
Ah, ungomusa Umfundisi wami man. Yebo, ngibingelela na nabafowethu lapho bomfundisi Apostle nabo mfundisi Mashadi bonke nje abakhona lapho, ngiyabingelela mfundisi wami.
Haleluya.
Nebandla likaNkulunkulu lonke elimamele elathengwa ngegazi.
Nayo ke indaba. Usaphila kodwa wena mfoka baba?
Eyi, uJesu muhle kanjani?
Ya.
Muhle kakhulu.
Hambeka.
Anginawo amagama ngingamdescribe. Oh baba, abawuvali umlomo bobaba ngangibathathile lapho. Basi bayicela ukuthi na kuphindwe ngapha this time.
Yeah.
Bathi bayicela ibuthu lonke lalelapho ukuthi lize ngapha.
Yeah.
So yiloko hayi futhi abawuvala umlomo. Yabana Sunday bavele nje kuba yibo bayibamba bayiyeke.
Hayi madoda.
Nalaba babengekho. Hayi babehalela kakhulu. Yebo.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu.
Ngiyathemba nani nisale kahle mfundisi wami.
Sisale kahle mfundisi Makamu, sisale kahle ngendlela eyisimanga. Sisale kahle impela. Let me welcome the Apostle Phumlamfene, she's on the line. Apostle, greetings to you and how are you doing?
Thank you, Muruti. Greetings to you and to Muruti Makamu and everybody involved in this program. And yeah.
Are you well?
I'm well, by God's grace.
Yeah.
I'm really, really super, super well.
Itada. You see, when you are well, I am well, Pumla. Well. Yeah. When you are well, I'm well, you know. Hey, Muna, I saw you preaching at this wedding. You were officiating a wedding. It was like in a park, you know. And, you were wearing this brown or dark brown apparel. You know, and then these two were on your left-hand side. And then you were ministering to them. And there's something that you said. You said, everybody needs to be loved.
Come on.
Eish, son. I think we should write something about that. Everybody needs to be loved.
Come on now.
We need to make a young adult symposium. Everybody needs to be loved.
Wow.
You know, and then we see as to how we can go about it. All right. Amen. And of course, tonight we are talking about a conscience, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking about a conscience. What is a conscience? And what does the word say with regards to this? What's a good conscience? What is a bad conscience? It's also something to look into there. And of course, it is important to also look into the very aspect of saying, Eshvan, you know, somehow have been going because of the infiltration of many things into the church, into the lives of believers, and some of the things that have been introduced into the behaviors of believers, and some orientations that have been brought in. These, to a great extent, have appealed negatively or positively to what we deem as a conscience of a believer. And let's take the proliferation of the money message. Many people, they call it the prosperity message, but it's just money scamming. You know, it was just money scamming that was happening in the churches. You know, it was called prosperity. Many people were scammed. You know, they were scammed big time. I know people who sold their houses to give to a pastor so that they can have mansions. I know of a lady who gave his van to a pastor. The pastor sold the van. I know of a lady who went on to borrow 700,000 rands so that they can buy a machine to go and dig gold with the... When a conscience is seared, people do some of the most ridiculous things you can ever imagine. And even today, the pastor is running away. Actually, I've seen him walking with people around his church, having nopkiris, bats, you know, to block anyone that should come in and say, Uncle Fe also 700,000 Abud. And I'm talking about issues here in Pretoria. Now, many things are happening. As I said, the prosperity teaching, in the manner in which it was handled, it was a scam. And many people made building schemes and all those kinds of things. I know also of pastors who had taken buildings that they built with communities and they've registered them under their own trusts.
Mm.
You see, when a conscience is seared, they have ripped off communities of the church buildings where communities would have had a free access whenever they want a place for prayer. You know, sometimes you want to do communal prayers. I know you can pray alone and all that. I know. Well, wow. But I'm talking about a time when you will find that a community wants to pray together. They can't get in there because the pastor lives in Santen. And no one can... with the keys. No one can access the church building. You know, that is why we are praying to the Father that some of these must be turned into libraries, so that communities should use this and have access to this. These people are using these things only on, is it what? A Sunday. Others on a Saturday. So they will have their time, that 3 hours of getting in there and making money. They'll have their time. But the community needs this. We need family counseling centers. We need youth and young adult rehabilitation center, the outpatient rehabilitation center, health facilities, health points or depots where nurses would be able to be stationed, to be able to help a community, places to help and to take care of the washing, bedding, laundromats for the household of the elderly and families where the elderly are left with children's children, where the parents of these children have passed on, have gotten married and dumped their own children and stuff. When a conscience is seared, these kinds of things people don't think about. But we are going to look into a conscience and a good conscience, what it is even all about, what the word says with regards to this. Acts chapter 23 verse 1 says, then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before Yahuwah until this day. A reference to a good conscience, it means a right standing of morality that is acceptable before the Father. Not the one that you measure according to you. No, the one that is acceptable before the Father. Yeah. The morality that the Father deems according to his own judgment as right. Mm-hmm. Then we say this mm-hmm. person is living according to a good conscience. And that's what Paul is referring to. And then when you go to Acts 24 verses 16. This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense towards Yahuwah and men. A good conscience is ways of thought, patterns, doing, lingos, activities that would not be of offense towards Yahuwah, our Elohim, towards the Creator, our Father. Then we know that this person is living according to a good conscience. And I know many people say, no, define it. A summation of good morals and values, judgments of the Father, which he expects us to live according to.
Yep.
There we go. And then when you look at Romans chapter 9, verses 1, it says, mm-hmm. I tell the truth in Christ, I am not lying, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Then a good conscience is also the awareness of truth in the Holy Spirit and living according to that awareness of truth in the Holy Spirit. Now, many people basically don't look into that in the rightest of... I mean, how would you be doing business with someone who has the absence of the things that we have just said? It's going to be a disaster. Batho ba nietse muruti abe a tshaba le ka ba re keng meleke wa bana wa bona meleke wa powder milk ya bana. It's sad. Joshua, if you can look also, no, I'll go to Joshua. Let me come back a little bit. Now, a good conscience also, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of Yahuwah, and more abundantly towards you. A life of divine sincerity and simplicity, and not of fleshly wisdom, that is conducted by the grace of the Father here on earth. When we say one has a good conscience, this person has a philosophy of life and lives that life, which before the Father is a life of divine sincerity and simplicity, and not with worldly wisdom or craftiness. But this life is lived by the grace of the Most High. That is what is implied by that. That is what is meant by that. And then when you look into 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5, now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from a sincere faith. A good conscience, we see it as emanating from a pure heart. The love that emanates from a pure heart defines a good conscience. And also, this kind of life is lived according to the purposes or the purpose of the commandments of the Father. Here is his commandment: you shall love one another. You shall love the Father as you know, with all your heart, mind, and soul, and body, and your neighbor as yourself. And once that is practiced, then one is living in a good conscience. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thursday Live, the name of the show.
Matlafala moyeng ka go thieletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. Thieletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentjwa la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago. Thieletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Hallelujah. And let me bring this first and foremost to you, Mfundisi Makamu. When we talk about a good conscience, what are we referring to, Muruti?
Uqala angibingelele kubandla likaBaba. Kuna lapha a conscience, Mfundisi.
Yeah.
Uma uNkulunkulu a creator umuntu kune that part uNkulunkulu ayibekile emuntwini ukuthi akwazi ukuxoxa naye kuyo, and that part leyana is called the conscience. Unembeza ukuthi akwazi ukukuonisha ukuthi na uhamba kahle or awuhambi kahle.
Yeah,
so there is kune good conscience and a kuni bad conscience. So in other words, a conscience, it's a measurement. Le umejara ngayo kutina. Ngimamela uNkulunkulu or ngimamelanga. Because whenever umuntu azowela esonweni, akawi esonweni uNkulunkulu angakhulumanga. You like it or not, uNkulunkulu will always give you a warning. Ukuthi ndoda, la se uyabhetha awuhambi kahle, then ukuba uwe uziphushayo ukuthi na ukhuluma or uqhubeke uwenze ngendlela wena ucabanga or imizwa yakho ikutshela ngayo. Asike sibuke futhi laphana ku Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 9 uthi ngakhuluma kuwe. Ngakhuluma kuwe kodwa wena awungimamelanga ngoba from ebuntwaneni bakho unjalo. So uNkulunkulu will always speak to a man ukuthi ndoda ungayenzi lento lela, yenza kanje. Then kuba huye umuntu ngoba uNkulunkulu umnikeze umuntu indlela yokuthi a decide i choice, and the choice amnikeze yona uNkulunkulu umnikeze i-freedom yokuchoose even against yena uNkulunkulu. So a good conscience is a conscience that na uma ngabe uNkulunkulu akhuluma yimamele yibe yenza lento uNkulunkulu ayikhulumayo. When you go to the book of Acts chapter 24 uqale laphana ku verse 12 yithi laphana My accusers never found me arguing with anyone in the temple. Murut never found me guilty of anything bad. Because why? Ngoba uNkulunkulu has been guiding this man. The conscience and he made uma at afuna yenza ukube imkhuze. Kungakho laphana ku verse 16. And because of this, I always try to maintain a clear conscience before God and all the people. I try. There is a fight between umuntu, between a conscience nomzimba umuntu. The conscience lele ibitshakuthi, hayi man, asenze kanjani umzimba uthi no masiphume kanje. Then a man umthandayo uNkulunkulu, umlalelayo uNkulunkulu, always unembeza omuhle azowina kuthi asenze kanje, abese unembeza omuhle amphushe ukuthi umzimba wenza lokhu uNkulunkulu akufunayo ukuthi lo muntu lo aphile ngakho. Kungakho lapha uPastor Paul uthi, because of this, I always try to maintain a clear conscience before God and all the people. And the elinto uNkulunkulu ayifunayo ukuthi na always uNkulunkulu, when God created the man, uNkulunkulu akakreatanga a perfect person. But a man must strive to do what is good, must strive to ukwenza noma ngaba kunzima, because imizimba yethu yafunda ukuopoza okuhle okubuya kuNkulunkulu from our birth. But umzimba, but umoya oyingcwele kaNkulunkulu unembeza omuhle will always teach us ukuthi senza okuhle. Kungathi uNkulunkulu akasibusise.
Hallelujah. Siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi Makamu. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. We are touching base on the issue of a conscience. What is it even all about?
From our hearts to yours. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right, and we are asking this question. What is a conscience even all about? Much of the times we had gone on to actually even find that many people are not even conversating about this. They don't even talk about this. Many people don't talk even about this. They don't. A conscience, according to them, is just something else. You know, it's not what one can really put across there and say, you know, I am in a conscience that is good. They don't at all. And this is a big problem. This is a big problem that we see these days. It's a big problem that we see. What is a conscience even all about? This is something we are asking today. What is a conscience even all about? And you can send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say on this matter. What is a conscience? What is it even all about? We need to hear from you as to what it is even all about. And much of the times we had gone on to actually speak of a conscience in a way, you know, that is not according to the word. And that has been a bit of a problem. We are touching on that. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. What is a conscience even all about? We want to know that. All right. Now, let me bring this to you, Apostle Pumla. Let me bring this to you. When we talk of a conscience, and I'm going to focus on describing a conscience and making references to, and a good conscience as to what it is even all about. Now, when you look at Romans chapter 2, verses 15 says, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them. A conscience is also the laws written in us, inside our hearts. And our attitude towards that, these laws also bear witness, whether we obeyed or did not obey these laws. That is what it is about. Now, when you also look into 1 Corinthians 8:7, it says, however, there is not in everyone that knowledge, for some with consciousness of the idol until now eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. Their conscience being weak is defiled. The aspect of a conscience being weak there, it talks also about the moral aptitude, that one's morality becomes infiltrated with idolatry, and to a greater extent, he loses the stance of holiness. In other words, he comes to a stance of compromise. And then they say that man's conscience has been seared or highly weakened. What comes to mind, Apostle, when we talk about the conscience?
Because you hear people say another conscience is clear.
Yeah.
But then you look at the things that they're doing, man. The Bible says you shall see them by their fruit. The fruit does not attest to a person or conscience that has any clear. And unfortunately, it is the order of the day. People don't even consider the word of God. Because, truly, if we have to judge between right and wrong, the only standard that we can use it is the word of God. But when you remove that out of the picture, and then we decide as individuals as to what is it that is correct, or what is it that is incorrect, what is it that is morally correct or morally incorrect, then over easy for to alcohol who manipulate others and cause others to do certain stuff. Because remember, in order for you to manipulate others, you have to first decide what would be my conscience, how to accuse it or excuse it. But I like what you just said, more especially when you're reading from the book of Romans chapter 2, verse 15. But then you take it from verse 14, Eric. But when the Gentiles, who do not have the law, okay, by nature do the things in the law, they show the work of the law written in their heart. So meaning that has to do with conscience. So their conscience also bearing witness between themselves and their thoughts, either accusing them or excusing them.
Yeah.
So obviously, Muruti, when you look at it, then begin to understand how conscience has a lot to do with the inner witness. But I've noticed that in everywhere that you go, you can either embrace your inner witness or you can kill your witness. So now when you learn to embrace your inner witness, then you are able to judge, between what is correct or what is incorrect. And you are able to check when also can deliver how before okay for any other thing else.
Yeah.
But like as you have already said, Corey, I've noticed that it then becomes easy, Maruti, to either kill your conscience or ignore it. We have people who keep messing up time without knowledge. And they mess up simply because they don't allow the inner witness to guide them and say no, and to also judge their behavior. Because your inner witness, if you be able to judge your behavior, so when you judge your behavior, you can either excuse your behavior or you can excuse your behavior.
Yeah.
So now, hang out my Muruti, okra ilu kore rele ba tu, ay man, kore rupela kam kore ilu, it's so sad, man. We see it every day, whether it's in the church, whether it's in business, whether it's in our communities, kore it is such a sad state of affair, and unfortunately, Muruti, kin to a ilu noma, le man. Kore nchia conscious, in the ilu hanke when we started, kore, you know, even in the book of Timothy, the Bible says it's very clear. But nothing can penetrate that conscience.
Hey.
And unfortunately, they convince themselves and convict themselves. Can't clear wrong or either right. And once they're convicted, all of us can go to heaven and rest. You can't
say otherwise. Them. Yeah.
You can't penetrate them.
Sure. Now, if you just joined us, welcome to it, man. Talking about a conscience, what is it even all about? You know, look, the aspect of a conscience is very much even opposed in the spiritual realms to the highest extent. That is why even at times ministers, when they make an oath, when it comes to a conscience, it becomes a state of ridicule. They can't even pronounce it, and it's not because they're not wise, but this shows the intensity of spirits that are making sure that we lose access to what's our own tapping into a good conscience. And it becomes a joke. You know, if you look into social media, the issue of conscience has become so much of a joke, to an extent that one asks themselves, and why these jokes are made, and those who are ministers are not even flinching about it. It really worries at times. We are talking about a conscience, what it is even all about, a good conscience and a guilty conscience. We are talking about that. And of course, how have your experiences been like when it comes to a conscience? How were your experiences like? I want to know that. How were your experiences when it came to a conscience? How were your experiences? I am keen to find that out from you. You can go on and send us WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. What are the when we talk about a conscience, what is a conscience even all about? We're also taking your calls. You can talk to us directly there. We're taking your calls. Hello there. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Is this Radio Pulpit?
Yes, it's Radio Pulpit, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Is it Pastor Ray? I wanted to speak to Pastor Ray.
Yeah, it's Ray here.
Yeah. When the swami in the abonga got cold, and then the millera lapis video about Joshua, about Jehovah, long on Kulung Kulung, the phone and in Bonga, the music, the gift of life.
Yes.
You don't know how much you have blessed me with this song.
Ah.
It has been in my spirit since Monday. It has been playing in my heart. And guess what? Every time when it plays, I think of you. And ask myself, what is Pastor Rihanna Rajal this song? Because he came with these songs that will wake up everybody.
Yes.
There's music, every single word that will put people, but he's now.
Yeah.
It's playing now.
Yes.
You're blessed me, make my night. Now I think 10 years back. I lost your number and
thank you so much. I really appreciate much blessings to you. Thank you for listening through, and thank you that the Father is stirring something in you. That is because of what you just said. You have stirred it into the hearts of millions that are listening.
Yes, thank you so much. And I'm always with you. I'm with the station something. I've got more than 30 years, I think, in the station.
That is so sweet. Thank you so much. Much blessings thank to you, and may the Father bless you abundantly.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Nakuwe kube njalo. Siyabonga.
Amen. Ngomusa lo wasefanda. Actually wena mfundisi wami ungazi ngonomculo.
Ngenzani?
Ungazi ngonomculo. Samalama nomculo.
Oh, nomculo. Hey. Yeah, ngiyakwazi. Ngiyakwazi kakhulu.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so
love
much.
You all.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We are talking about the very notion of a conscience, what it is even all about. And my issue is, much of the times, this has been overlooked to the greatest of extents. This has been looked down at, and that is where I have a problem. That is where I have a problem. You know, we really need to really listen to the very aspect of what a conscience is. We spoke to Mashadi, to provide us with an insight on this. Mashadi, greetings to you and welcome. A conscience, what comes to mind?
Good evening, Ruti Ray. Good evening to you and the wonderful Radio Pulpit listeners. What a beautiful day. Mm. And what a topic once more. Conscience, yes. And what is it about?
Yeah.
Ruti, usually by this time, you would have read so many scriptures that one wouldn't know which one to repeat or which one to cover. And I love it. I love it so much. There's a reason behind that. The time has come that Baruti, pastors, bishops, apostles, you should be so full of the word that no one should feel threatened by anyone who happens to share the word, either at a wedding function or at any gathering or at any funeral service. You'd find pastors worried that no, don't allow people to share the word because the pastor is still coming with the word of God. When other people quote from the scriptures, what is that? Is that not the word? With that covered, I'm saying that to say we need to be so full of the word that we should not be threatened, because the Most High reveals himself using different vessels, yes, all to his glory. Now, let's allow the word to be uttered and spoken and preached by different people at different times, on different platforms, in different areas whatsoever. What I mean by that, for example, if Pastor Ray quotes from Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1 to 3 on that day, and someone else is a speaker immediately thereafter, and they had prepared a sermon on that. Yes, we do say, you took a verse or you read a verse that I had prepared, but clearly or surely the detail will be completely different. So we need not feel threatened. We need to consistently remember that the Most High uses all of us as vessels for different reasons at different times, because he wants his own people all to his glory. With that said, conscience, Proverbs chapter 8. And I'm going straight to verse 8. I would like to start with this one for a reason. And reads, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Chapter 8, verse 1 reads, does not wisdom call and understanding raise her voice? It's a question. On the top of the heights along the road, at the crossroads she takes a stand. by the gates at the approaches of the city, in the enterways, she cries aloud, "To you, O man, I call. My appeal is to the children of men. You simple ones, gain resource. You fools, gain sense. Give heed, for noble things I speak. Honesty opens my lips. Yes, the truth my mouth recounts, but wickedness my lips abhor. Sincere are all the words of my mouth. No one of them is willy or crooked. All of them are plain to the man of intelligence and the right, not the right, and right to those who attain knowledge." What is conscience? Mm. The dictionary meaning says conscience is a person's word or a person's moral sense of right and wrong. It is usually associated with morality or morals or the voice, that's what I call it, the voice of reason. And it has a lot to do with sense making. I'll get to that. I would easily, and perhaps put it this way, I would say that conscience is the awareness, rather, not necessarily an ability, but an awareness to distinguish or to separate or to differentiate or to make sense of that which is right and wrong. And the difference then helps me to make an awareness of the difference between right and wrong, enables me to make a decision. It enables me to then apply discretion to make a decision as to whether I'm going to go with the right or with the wrong. In simple words, conscience has everything to do with knowing what is right and what is wrong. What does this mean? And as the usual, I would say, draw a table with two columns and a few rows. One column write wrong under it, under the other column write right. Now, the reason for that is to say, whatever it is that is wrong is associated with darkness. An example there would be, as you'd know, you're looking for a black cat in a dark room type of situation. It is associated with sin. It is associated with evil. It is associated with wickedness. It is associated with being canny. And as a result, on the opposite then, we have that which is right. And that which is right is associated with light. It is associated with honor, or it is honorable. And it is related to the word righteous. We are the righteousness of God through the Son of the Most High. As a result, it is related to righteousness. And it is also then associated with righteousness. It is therefore that which you'd consider as truthful is right. Associated with faithfulness, that is right. Associated with honesty, that is right. And hence discretion, hence prudence. And I love the word where it says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8 still, from verse 12. And let me just stay there. It says, "I, wisdom, dwell with experience." I love the King James Version because it says, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence," and therefore underline prudence, "and find out knowledge," underline knowledge, "and discretion," underline discretion. "The fear of the Most High is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength." I love another verse that says, "Understanding, the fear, running away from evil is understanding." And he says, I am understanding. Wisdom is understanding. How do we know that this wisdom has to do with him? Let's go to verse 22. In fact, let's start at 20. It says, on the way of duty, I walk along the paths of justice, granting wealth to those who love me and filling their treasuries. The Most High begot me, the firstborn of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. From of old, I was poured forth at the first before the earth. So that which is right has everything. It actually informs your ability to make decisions, and the right decisions for that matter. And you can only make the right decision if you know what is the difference between right and wrong. Mm. That begs the question then, Ruti. Is a question, a conscience something that someone is born with, or is it something that is learned? Mm. We know that you are born with that. I think that's an obvious one. Is the ability to distinguish or to differentiate between that which is right and wrong something that is learned or something that one is born with? To a very large extent, there's a very fine line, and there's a reason for saying that, being that we have an Abel and a Cain type of situation. Both brothers had to make or offer sacrifices before the Most High. Now, the Most High was quite pleased with Abel's sacrifice, but he was not pleased with Cain's sacrifice. Mm. The question then is, was Cain aware? Did Cain have a conscience when he applied his degree or whatever degree of discretion to decide as to whether to make this kind of offering or that kind of offering, sacrifice offering, whichever word you choose to use? Did he have a conscience at the time? Of course, I would say yes, he did. How do I know? Because here he comes on another platform. He decides, applies discretion, that it is right for him to kill the brother, because that is informed by jealousy. That is informed by the fact that he knew that that which he did was wrong. As a result, he became jealous of the one who did the right thing and killed the one who did the right thing. Did Cain have a conscience? Yes, he had a conscience. Yes, he was conscious. Yes, he made a decision that was wrong, but befitting to his eyes, it was a right decision. And that informs being evil, being wicked, being wrong, and being in the dark and operating without knowledge. Which begs the question, do churches as organizations have a conscience, and are they conscious of their actions or practices? Which takes me back to Proverbs chapter 8. Wisdom dwells with prudence. Without wisdom, without prudence, without knowledge, without discretion, we are in the dark. And what does the dark, darkness do? It brings nothing else but hatred, and hatred operates as evil and manifests in different ways and disguises and comes across in many ways as pride, in some ways rather, as pride and arrogance. It's not me. I'm reading from verse 12 to verse 13 here. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth. So your conscience is key to decision making. The conscience is key to consciousness. Hence, it is important to meditate upon this word. Joshua 1:8, we recite it all the time. Meditate on this word day and night. Do not look to the left. Do not look to the right. Do according to what it says so you may have good success. There's not only the end there. I just skipped a few. But having said that, I want to say it's important that our thoughts are informed by the word of God, because once our thoughts are informed by the word of the Most High, than our actions. We act based on our thoughts. How do I know? As a man thinketh, it is written, as a man thinketh, so is he. It is also written, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. There's no such a thing as slip of a tongue. So the Most High being the Most High, he gave the only begotten Son, whose blood speaks louder than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah! The blood of the Son of Man speaks louder than the blood of Abel.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Mashadi. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And we are touching base on this, the issue of a conscience. What is a conscience all about? Unembeza uyini.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.